Thor's training. 3. In bed. I had a hazy memory of getting into the passenger side of my Barracuda, the old bucket seat, harder than my driver's seat. I felt my shirtless back, sweaty in the cold air, stick to the leather. I handed Len my wallet. He asked me if I still lived where my license said. I nodded. God, my car was awesome. 424 engine with the raised inflow in the hood, fresh smell of Armorall. I was so relaxed. We drove for a while and the city bled by. Why didn't I go shirtless anymore? Was it fear? I loved the cool air ruffling my chest and belly hair. Good boy. So happy to be naked anyway. Proud to show off all that fur. Lan growled, like he was reading my mind. There was a musk rising off Lan that made the arteries in my neck pulse. It felt so good to have someone else drive, like I'd always wanted this. I put my big hand out the window and played with the wind as the pure sex of the Cuda's engine rumbled in my ass, making my cock start to climb in my pants again. It felt good. There was no shame. I didn't wonder who was looking or not looking. We were at my house. Lan was opening the door, talking on the phone. Yes, it's going very well, Miss R. We are at his home. You are welcome to chaperone if you have any concern. Lan's accent seemed thicker. I liked it. I stood in my living room. My house smelled a little bit like cinnamon. It didn't look like a man lived here. I'd slowly replaced all my shit with something from catalogs. Lan's hand was on my ass. I was standing tall, and I realized he had to go up on his toes to reach my ear. You still want to be my Thor? To belong to me? His small, heavy hand felt like a warm anchor to life where it touched my big butt muscles. I just nodded, smiling as the blood rushed to my cock and I became aware of my skin. Lan brushed fingers across my left nipple. It had stood up, hard as a nail. My nipples are pink and about an inch and a half across, looking big even on my large frame. Good boy, he said, and there was something about the word boy that sent a dark thrill from his warm hand stroking my ass through my pants to my nuts, my cock, through my belly and into my heart, where it blossomed. Think you can clean yourself? He asked. I nodded again. I smelled. If he wanted me clean, I'd be Mr. Fucking Clean. Good. Go, boy. The shiver of his voice tickling the back of my brain. I smelled like soap. My taint smelled like soap. I kept checking, rubbing my finger down below my balls and smelling it. It smelled a little bit like me still. I was laying on top of the sheets, warm everywhere. There was a candle on the chest at the foot of my bed and a shadow that smelled like man sweat on my right side. Look into the candle, Lan said. I was staring at the flame, but I wanted to be looking at him. I was clean. He was dirty. Stop worrying about your cunt, he growled. I bristled down inside my warm cocoon. Yes, that's right, he hissed, seeing me tense. Take all that you have left and pour it into the fire. Pour all that heat from having to be so in charge, so separate, when all you've ever wanted was to be a puppy to a real man. My heart was hot. I was glaring at the candle as he talked all the rage inside me, all the ways I had used boys because they demanded that I be in charge, and I resented them for it, poured through me. I expected the candle to flare up. It just burned there, steady. Good. Letting it all go, he purred as the man-sweat smell settled around me. He was kneeling behind my head, and I could feel the long snake of his cock unfurling against my hair, my beard. God, I wanted to suck it. The heat poured out of me, starting slowly being replaced by desire, like an old pipe running clean. He was working on my nipples, I realized, stroking and tugging, alternating between the two. There was a deep sound in the room. I wanted to look for it, but the candle had snared me. I was melting down into the heat of his thick fingers as they started to grind my nipples slowly between them. Good boy, Lan said. My cock was bouncing against my belly, up and down with my heartbeat. Yes, and remember, every time I say good boy. And a heat shot from my nuts and ass through my cock as it jumped and leaked pre-cum for the first time I can ever remember. The heat hit my heart, between where he was pulling and pulling on my big pink nipples and expanded as I expanded and melted. Boys felt pleasure. That's what they did. They surrendered and opened and felt pleasure. The sound, the low grinding sound, was me moaning as the slab of masterful muscle worked and worked on my nipples as they slowly flared hotter and hotter. That's right, good boy, he growled over me, again warmth from my nuts, my ass, up my cock like a rocket. More pre-cum oozed out into the golden fur of my heaving belly. My heart opened. I sank into the bed. Every time he said that word, this happened, and every time he said it, he worked a little extra hard on my nipples, then eased back. Gotta get you a lot of endorphins for what's coming, boy, he said, leaning over me so his musk filled my mouth. The muscles of his belly flexed above my nose. He was using his mouth, sucking hard, biting at my left nipple, nipping over and over as he used my pre-cum to lube my right nipple as he worked it hard and harder and harder. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Come now. Obey. And he pulled my nipples in a vicious vice grip. My nipples have always been big and sensitive, but I was never that interested in them. Dudes could pull on them a little bit, but now the flood of heat from my tits down and back up, feeling totally open, vulnerable, taken care of, with someone in charge of me. He wanted me to obey him by coming on. I'm not sure I could have done anything else. It hurt a little, the way the second cum does sometimes. It was hot, spasms showing my abs over and over as I dumped muck up between my pecs, then on my belly, then drooling down to filter through my curly bush. I remember Lan murmuring and murmuring to me, and his hands, my body, my belly, my cock. I must have passed out for a little bit. In a dream, the warmth spread to my ass. Some force lifted my knees. Something cleaned my belly. Come back to me now, boy, into my eyes, he said in a soft, deep voice that melted something in my chest and set fire to something else in my belly. My green eyes were locked on his dark ones. There was a strap around the back of my knees connected to the headboard. I was thoroughly warm and relaxed, my hips relaxed with a pillow under my ass and my knees in the air. Lan was there, kneeling between my legs, in the middle, like he was in the middle of my head now, dominating my thoughts. His sweat smell was musky and amazing. There was the smell of my cum in the air and the soft tang of soap. I wanted him to fuck me like I had never wanted anything before in my life. I groaned. Unbelievably, my dick was climbing toward hard again. That's right, boy. Your new boss, your new master, is going to mark your formerly free white ass now. Down the throat, replacing your will. Up the ass, replacing your drive to do anything but obey. I groaned again. My ass was warm and open and full of some kind of lube. I could see his big cock thumping, feeling it pushing softly onto and away from my anus that was pulsing to try and pull him in. I hadn't been fucked in a decade. Understand this? Letting me in is letting me in. It's not your ass. He leaned in a little and there was pleasure and pain as his foreskin stretched back and the thick meat of his cock head stretched my hole. It's everything. When you open to me, you take me all the way into you. His black gaze scoured through me. My heart sang hot, my belly burned with horny passion. My cock bounced, looking way more like its 8 sturdy inches. All this is pleasure. And his voice scoured my nerves with pleasure. I almost came as his cock stretched my hole, my balls pulled up. Is giving in, changing now, as you always wanted. Just submission now. Leave yourself behind. Exist just for Master Lan. God, I wanted him to shut the fuck up and fuck me, but I couldn't even move my head, and the big muscles of my arms lay uselessly beside me. Opening now, opening more and more and more, he said, a soft rocking in the bed springs. Pressure, release, the pressure of his cock almost inside me was heaven. The release of it almost slipping wetly off my anus was hell. I was just need and pleasure, my heart pounding in my chest. I wanted him to shove his cock so far up I choked on it. I wanted every kind and degrading thing he ever wanted. I cried out as everything let go at once, as his fat dickhead slicked inside of me, the foreskin pulled back and taut. More pre-cum from my cock slicked my belly all over again. Land leaned over me as his incredible, huge, thick, veiny pole slid past my guard and deep inside me, where I had always needed cock. His shoulder muscles bulged with veins. His pectoral muscles were perfect slabs, his ridged abs rippling with his breath. I could see the little muscles of his traps and his lateral abs. He was fucking me. There were words, but I was in another country in his dark eyes, and as they rewrote my thoughts, I didn't know or care. Just his dark eyes and the cock I never wanted out of me again. The cock I would do anything for, give anything to. No! And I could feel the splurge of his cum painting my insides. My whole body lit up. There was a steady stream of cum being crushed out of my prostate by his massive dick. I woke up to my alarm buzzing. My ass hurt vaguely as I walked into the bathroom. I stretched as my long dick unleashed a huge torrent in the bowl. I looked up. There was a chain around my neck with a brass lock on it. In small letters it said, Thor. My cock went hard and my piss went all over the bathroom.